you know it was a good day. My Jesus came through the desert, he walked on the sea, he died on the hill of my Calvary. He to the grave was checked out on the third day. Oh, it was a good day when the Lord came.
La 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 la. Am I on tune?
We're never in tune.
I may not be quite on tune. There's Roberta Fasanelli, who is our queen of cheap. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is devoted in part to helping you understand ways to make your life better, saving money with all of the things that Roberta researches is a cool thing. In the next half hour, the queen of cheap will report on...
Ooh, we have a free cookbook for Thanksgiving, free Christmas cards, custom Christmas cards, free eats for the military, all you can eat pancakes, and we have free gift cards from Barnes & Noble and money from Home Depot for your old lights.
Money. All right, Jennifer, your job. Jennifer Horn is here. I almost called her Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo. That's what people mistake us.
The reason when Jennifer stayed at a hotel recently, she wanted to get one of the maids fired because the maid asked Jennifer, recognized her voice and wanted her autograph.
It happens all the time.
I'm sorry.
I just have to, I have to let people go when they disturb my privacy.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Please ask me for an autograph. That's how I walk around with a sign.
Yes,
I am, Jennifer Horn.
Yes.
In the TV report today, Dougie, we will be talking a little bit about Diane Sawyer. We'll be talking about Burn Notice. And a new show for Bonnie Hunt.
Bonnie Hunt? I thought she was sick.
No.
I remember hearing, there was a heart thing about her. Oh, Bonnie Franklin. That's right.
Yes.
Thank you. Michael said. Michael's
How
always
Michael
there.
No, Michael speaks your language for some reason.
Well, he's from Massachusetts.
Maybe
we
that's
a
it.
Strange language here. A couple of things of note here. Technologically speaking, we're challenged a little bit today because the server has crashed, or somehow or other we've not been able to do a lot of the things that we knew we can normally do, although we do have the info on the Queen of Cheap, I think, up there posted, and we have some headlines from the program today. There is this story about an edible deodorant, but because this is really amazing, Robert. I thought about you. There's a new company that claims
You thought I eat deodorant?
Well, this company claims eating their product will give you all of the pores in your body will open up, and you'll give off some kind of floral aroma for 6 to 8 hours. So when somebody kisses...
that what they're calling B.O. now?
Yeah, but...
floral aroma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Floral aroma.
Marketing is everything.
Isn't it great?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I just think that this is something that perhaps we all can use in one way or another. Here's something else going on. Because we're focused on this storm just a bit, it's not an obsession like the Sandy storm was, but there's a storm that's going to affect Roberta, and it'll affect me.
You think?
It's windy. We have about an inch of snow on the ground here. One of my other farms out west of here, 45 miles or so, 50 miles, they had 8 inches of snow on the ground this morning. And it'll go away because the weather's going to warm up here. By this time tomorrow, Roberta, it'll be in the 40s where you are, in the 50s later in the day, and the snow will go away. But that's still, from the point of view of those of you, like Roberta, who have been without power for a long time, there's still tens of thousands of people who don't have any power and don't have any place to be. So this is sort of a double whammy. And I wonder what you've observed directly or indirectly from your perch there in New York as to what people are going through, and how is it okay? Different? It's not okay.
No,
when I say it's not okay, it isn't fixed, but.
No, it's worse, in fact. It's worse. In fact, an additional 60,000 homes on Long Island where I live are without power now because the snow was a very, very wet, heavy snow, and it took down additional trees, which took down additional lines. The Long Island Railroad last night was completely shut down, and they had to shut down Penn Station because of overcrowding. They wouldn't let anybody else in there. It was an absolute nightmare of a scene. And this wet, wet, heavy snow is just affecting everything, including the ability to fix the electric. In fact, our house on Long Island was 45 degrees last night. So you just think about it. You think about all of these people. You know, there's hundreds and thousands of homes, and that's millions of people still without power in the New York, New Jersey area. And it's just, it's mind-boggling. We're at day number 10 now, and they're telling us Sunday to Monday at the latest for electric, and I think they said November 12th for, so that would be what, that would be Sunday also for Verizon to come in and fix the phone lines.
But no, Verizon is a nightmare.
And that's, you know, forget it.
All right, so I noticed that
2 weeks we're looking up to.
Mayor Bloomberg said that you need to stay off the city is taking significant precautions, and all construction in the city has been stopped.
Yep.
Parks are not open.
Right.
And if you're
parks.
On yep. the road after 5 o'clock, get off the road.
Yep.
That basically, and they've already, the storm's pretty much over in Philadelphia. Wind gusts of 30 miles an hour this morning there. 6 inches of storm. 6 inches of storm. 6 inches of snow.
That's about what we got, yeah, Long Island.
Yeah, right.
5-6 inches.
But it'll be all gone. Quickly.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be 60 degrees this weekend.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, that's little help to people who are freezing right now because they don't have power.
All right, so Jennifer.
Yes.
On our social media sites, Twitter and Facebook, excuse me, we have more. We have the Diane Sawyer thing. If you watch, this video link is everywhere, as she seemed a little bit off during election coverage. But there's also a great deal of interest in Harrison Ford reprising his role as Han Solo.
Well, yeah, duh.
You think he's young enough to do that?
Oh, yeah.
He's a young role. You think he can do that?
If they play it well, he can play. He's active physically.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, he can do all that stuff. He'll easily do another Indiana Jones. By the way, the Top Gun sequel has been put on hold. There was a word, we've talked about this, that there were going to be another Top Gun. Now that apparently is not true. But interesting rumors bouncing around Hollywood that a sequel to Casablanca is in the works based on a script written by the guy who wrote the original Casablanca.
Oh, really?
So after all this time,
cool.
When was that out? That was late 40s, wasn't it? When was Casablanca, like 48, 49?
Had to be around
somewhere
there.
In that vicinity. It was after the war, I know that. But it seems to me it was in the late
40s. 1942.
Really? It was that early?
Yep. 1942.
I didn't realize it was during the war.
According to IMDb.
Really?
Yep.
All right, so then what is that, 70, 42? That'd be 70 years ago.
You know, if they make a sequel, they should make it in black and white, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be
right?
cool.
Mm-hmm. Yep, black and
so
white.
So does George Clooney automatically get the role?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Automatically.
Yes.
Don't you
Very
think?
Very good call.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Automatically,
yes.
That's a George Clooney
yep.
role.
Oh, for sure. Old Hollywood, absolutely.
Yep.
All right. Let me go back to the storm for just a second and experiences from the storm. A lot of people have sent email and they've followed us on Twitter and Facebook with their stories from the storm. Here's the most outrageous, and the story is at DougStephan.com. Roberta, you can speak to this about drivers who have been in these long lines at the gas stations, sellers going in, standing, buying gasoline, putting a 5-gallon cans and selling it for $100 when they paid maybe $15. And people are buying it. The black market for gasoline. Why wait 5 hours for gasoline when you can buy it for $15 a gallon?
Yep.
Is your time worth more or less than $15 an hour? So these clever people buying up all, because there's no limit this way. If you get into the gas station, you can buy as much as you want. And they haven't said, it hasn't been rationed. So you could sit there with a pickup truck full of jugs and fill them all up and then drive out to Long Island or someplace and, okay, here's a jug, $100. And a lot of people are doing
it. I could sell my jugs for $100.
As a matter of fact,
I think you could, Jennifer.
Prices, I'm ignoring that. Prices advertised on Craigslist yesterday were as high as $30 a gallon.
Yep. And some people would be glad to pay it.
And people are happy to pay it. They are. They're happy to pay.
I saw some lines had to be 100 cars on it.
Yeah.
At least.
So is this, is this unscrupulous? Is this just good business? What is this? 800-510-8255. Given the gasoline shortage, given the fact that a lot of stations were non-operational, given the fact that people had to drive for miles to seek gasoline, given the fact that it was chaos. Now, the attorney generals, of course, in New York and New Jersey say that you shouldn't go buy the gas for $30. Oh, okay. So they're not going to tell you it's illegal. Because it isn't. It's commerce. It's America at its best.
isn't that, though, the basis of our whole economic system, supply
people,
and demand?
Right. Pay what they will.
That's our economic system.
Right. Exactly. And who's to say that it's wrong? Anyway, we have Attorney General Holder is going to look into this, a big gas bag that he is. Anyway, I think it's pretty interesting. Meanwhile, the governor of New York, Mr. Cuomo, fired his FEMA director, not FEMA, but state, where they go, SEMA or whatever the guy is. He sent the crews to his house to cut a tree out of his driveway before they were sent out to do other work. And so
not
the guy,
a good idea.
Oh, that's stupid. So the governor says, you're fired. And I think,
Wait a minute. If he could not get out and go to work and had to get the tree removed, I can understand that. I mean, he's the FEMA director or whatever it is.
No, I think it was it wasn't. That is not the story. If it were the story, I believe that you are right. It would be, you know, something that would warrant a little more consideration. But I think it was a little more. I'm trying to find the story. I saw it a few minutes ago, and now I haven't gotten back to it. Give me a few minutes. I'll find it, and I'll bring you up to date on it. How's that for a deal, Roberta?
Okay, you got
it. It's 18 after the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15%, 20%, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. 800-510-8255. The governor of New York fired his emergency management chief for sending crews to his own house first.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Review of the nightly contestants on the Voice, which was on last night, and the X Factor. Remember, Simon Cowell was upset because the X Factor was put on at the same time. NBC said, we won't do this. He produces both of these shows. So much for that. Anyway, the Voice started last night with Team Christina and Team CeeLo performing Sing. You want to crank this up a little bit, Michael? Actually, I'd like Jennifer Horn to tell us about CeeLo and all the rumors floating around about him and some of his entanglements. Is that a good way of putting it?
It definitely is. CeeLo does like the ladies, and he doesn't make any, he doesn't hide it. No, at all. So there, earlier on this week, and actually maybe even last week, a woman came out and said that she was given a drug and taken advantage of by
the CeeLo. Love drug.
The love drug. Well, now CeeLo, sources in CeeLo's camp have started saying, well, here's what's really going on. Apparently, this woman and CeeLo had a relationship together. They met at the Super Bowl in February. They stayed in touch. They dated on and off. CeeLo would fly her out to Los Angeles. And they were together in July when she said the assault took place. Mm-hmm. He'd flown her out to L.A. They went to a restaurant. Afterwards, they went back to wherever, took ecstasy, and stayed up all night. Yeah. Well, that seems to be what actually happened. The woman claims that CeeLo actually slipped her the drug, and then she woke up naked in his bed because her people say that she was in a relationship with someone else. That person found out what happened, and so she made up this whole story to cover her tracks.
Ah, how that happens. All right, so that's a little sidebar conversation about the folks on The Voice. Here, Adriana Louise sings Firework. Firework? Would this be Firework?
Firework.
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 I don't know this song. What's this song?
It's Katy Perry.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see how she does. You tell us what you think, Jennifer.
Okay.
The judges seem to like it. What do you think, Roberta?
It sounds like she's shouting.
It sounds like she's straining, yeah.
Yeah.
To me,
way
too.
Way too much of that stuff. All right. Not impressed. The three of us are not impressed. Here's Cody Ballou singing One More Try from The Voice.
Oh, now this is good.
But the judges like her. What do you think, Roberta?
At least it's different from the usual shouting stuff, but I'm not, overly impressed by it.
Sounds like a dozen other singers.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's Deborah next with Who Knew on The View. I mean, on The Voice.
She's really good.
Is this the one who did the Steve Tyler song the night before?
I don't know if she did that song. She's the one that, she's a girl, but she definitely dresses in a masculine fashion.
Oh, okay, no, it wasn't her then. Yeah.
Right. But this sounds like every other shouting, screaming singer.
I think it's good.
Good for you. The judges like her as well.
It sounds like they're all shouting.
Yeah. All right, next up, Diego Val.
Yeah.
Valamos. Now, see, I like this. Hey, Suzette, I like the song choice. What do you think?
This is a Spanish guy who did the Mexicana song the other day.
Must have been. His name is Diego Val. What does he look like, Jennifer?
He's cute. Diego's cute. This, to me, though, sounds like karaoke.
Really? All right, so that's just how much I know. Here's Mackenzie Borg singing What Makes You Beautiful on The Voice.
Oh, I love this kid. He's cute.
That's a great question, by the way, to ask any woman that you love. What makes you beautiful? Why do you think you are beautiful? Do you think you're beautiful? Jennifer, you think you're beautiful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, bottom line is go for it. So some of the songs from The Voice here on Good Day, 28 past the hour.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inn. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work in reducing premature births. Almost 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and life-saving programs to help moms in our communities have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us during Prematurity Awareness Month in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, Radio's X Factor. You know that? Jennifer, you were part of the X Factor.
Can I be Brittany or Demi? Which girl do I get
Brittany.
To be?
Yeah, you're
okay, awesome.
I prefer.
Awesome.
I prefer
I want to be J-Lo.
J-Lo's not there anymore, Roberta.
Oh. She was never on the X Factor. She was on American Idol.
Mm-hmm. All right. Just to focus on the aforementioned conversation, for those of you who are listening or not, we were talking about what's going on in New York State. So I've done the research, Roberta, and so have you, into what happened as the governor, Mr. Cuomo of New York, fired the chief of his emergency services unit because he sent relief workers to clean his house. So this is, you know, we look at these storms and we understand that there's a lot of and these offices, the emergency management people, seem to be a cult or a group of people that are extraordinarily either improperly prepared, they're inadequate for the job, self-serving, whatever. This guy, his name is Stephen K-U-H-R, Cure, I guess is how you pronounce it. He dispatched government cleanup crews to his house on Long Island during the storm. A tree had fallen on his driveway, so instead of putting out the fires that were turning... remember that big fire in Queens?
Breezy Point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of sending the crews there to help... he got them out to, they did the, one person said, we'll do the boss a favor and go clean up his yard. So, ill-advised, would you say? Completely appalling, somewhere in between the two of those things. So this guy got fired, and I think that was probably appropriate. What do you think, Roberta? You're the person on the scene.
Well, you know what? They said the tree was blocking his house, and if he had, I mean, I don't know what his personal situation was.
He was in Albany at the time.
I know, he was in Albany, but if his wife and kids were at the house, and there was a tree blocking it, and they could not get
out. How many other people had trees across their driveway in the same circumstance? Hello? Right?
Yeah, but if something happened to his family, then he wouldn't be able to do his job as well. So, I mean... I'm split on it. Honestly, I'm split on it.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Fair enough. Let's. You're not split on the queen of cheap information, though, that you have for us today, right?
100%.
Absolutely. 100%.
Right. We're 100% behind 100%. Roberta now.
And I love my music.
She's the queen of
cheap. Have your music.
There we go.
Comes to time.
Wow.
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Well, let's start with Thanksgiving. We have a free e-cookbook, Thanksgiving Recipes from Start to Finish, and it's a free book on Amazon. It's an e-book, but you don't need an e to read it. You can read it on your computer, your smartphone, or whatever. You don't necessarily have to have a Kindle. Christmas. Yes, Christmas. Well, Peekaboo Custom Christmas Cards, up to 61% off. You can get it's a Groupon, actually. You can pay $19 for 40 cards, $29 for 70, or just $39 for 100 customized Christmas cards with photos and stuff on them. It's a really good deal if that's the kind of Christmas card you send out, you know, with your photo. I don't like Christmas cards with photos because then I feel obligated to save the card. But then, like, really, why do I want to save the card with photos of somebody else's family on it? I don't know. Denny's. If you're active duty military and a veteran, you all-you-can-eat pancakes on Veterans
Yum.
Day.
Hey!
It's from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Must show valid military ID. But yes, just stuff yourself with pancakes. Here's another great Christmas idea, Barnes & Noble. If you spend $75 in gift cards or e-gift cards, you get a free $10 gift card. Now, they say it's a gift card, but, you know, sometimes with these I buy them for myself.
You know,
use them to get the free card? Absolutely.
Oh,
and it doesn't have to be like one $75 gift card. It can be, you know, like a couple of $10 ones and a $15 one. So if you really feel that you want to give these out for Christmas, you could get a free $10 one for yourself. Mm-hmm. And Home Depot has a deal going on. You can bring in any of your old holiday incandescent lights, and they don't even have to be working. They can be broken. So you can go into the garbage and, you know, pick out some for yourself. And you'll get up to $5 as a in-store credit to buy new LED lights.
$5?
$5. So, I mean, you can just keep, like, going back every day or go to different Home Depots or, you know, whatever, and troll through the trash and find out other people's Christmas
the crash,
lights.
Trash. Thrown.
The trash. Go through the trash.
Crash,
other
crash,
Christmas lights.
Crash.
Just kind of drag them out of the trash, and they'll be worth $5 at Home Depot.
Find
all of this stuff, Queen of Cheap Page at DougStefan.com with lots of other stuff on it for you to check out.
All right, the big story of the hour, other than Roberta's input and Jennifer's input, is the fact that people are fishing around the Fukushima nuclear plant. And
not a
the,
good idea.
You to say.
It's what, the Fukushima nuclear plant? Or fishing for a fish?
I think it's not a good idea to fish around the Fukushima plant.
No.
Because I'm guessing some of those fish might have multiple eyeballs.
They glow in the dark.
You can say
they
it's
do.
Foolish. It is foolish to fish on the Fukushima plant. All right. So anyway, apparently most of the fish that have been caught there they have so much radiation. The levels, listen to this.
Glowing.
Yeah. This is the folks from the FDA sent inspectors over there because some of this fish has been landing on the shores of America. People have been eating this stuff on the West Coast. And the folks, this has been going on since the, how long ago did that blast take place? A year? More than that?
More than that, now.
More than that, okay. So this is how good they are at the FDA. They're just now realizing that the fish are getting over here and people are eating it. So they sent inspectors to, as a matter of fact, they're leaving from Roberta's place right now and they're on their way over there.
I know.
Again, it's so important that they've got sirens bringing them to the airport.
That's the question.
Radiation levels.
Are the fish swimming here or are the fish being caught over there and then sold here?
Yeah, they're being caught over there, they're being processed over there, and the fish
sold
meat
here.
Is
right.
brought here
okay.
to be eaten. So the FDA goes over and inspects, and they have found, folks, the Food and Drug Administration has found out that the fish around Fukushima are full of radiation, and they have rendered this fish unfit for human consumption. And this is only... again, how long since this took place? This fish had been coming over here. The Japanese wouldn't let them sell it over there, but they knew that people over here were so foolish or our bureaucracy was so bad that they could get away with it. So they have. And I guess now it might be good time for those of you on the West Coast who look at the fish, you won't be able to, by the way, in California, you won't know where the fish comes from because Proposition 37 failed the other day. So you won't know whether you're getting killed or not being killed by that or GMO food or anything else.
So if you can see it in the supermarket when the lights are out, don't buy that fish. The rule.
That's probably a good rule.
If you can use it as a nightlight.
Yeah, right. Holding up a fish as a nightlight, probably... That's pretty good visualization, but probably not a good idea. So, all right, we've got that taken care of. Roberta, no, I don't want Roberta for this. I want Jennifer to explain how we're doing in our Pass of the Game contest, Mom's Smart Tips. We're featuring them, facebook.com/Good Day Show, or you can tweet us at Good Day Show. We pick the winning mother every day. I don't know whether we do it in this hour or next hour. We can vary it. So far, Beverly Pardee has won. Char Mobley has won. And Deborah Burkhalter has won the Visa gift card. You can use it for your own special enjoyment. While your husband and the men in your family are enjoying the football, you can go out and have a go to a movie if you want. Manicure.
Get a manicure. Yeah.
Yeah. It's your choice. It's a special pass. It's your prize if you give us the winning mom tip of the day. And we have some pretty good examples more and more all the time. This helps us celebrate our 25th anniversary because of the $25 Visa gift card. Thanks to the folks at Exogen Accurate Temperature Read and all of you who are participating. Winners announced every day. Are we putting the winners' names up on Facebook? We ought to put them on our website,
I will actually
too.
Put it probably maybe all for the whole week. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a good idea. All right, so that's coming up. Jennifer's going to check television, including a story about a boy who says a TV show was the reason that he is a 10-year-old boy. He killed his father because of a television show.
Mm.
Yeah. That Fantastic. Story. Plus, I don't know if we have any more on Diane Sawyer or not, but there are other television updates that Jennifer has in a moment here on Good Day.
Guys, now's the time to update your wardrobe at Macy's Veterans Day Sale with buy one, get one free savings. Dress shirts from Sean John, Kenneth Cole Reaction, Nautica, Alfani, Tasso Alba, and more. Sport coats from Lauren, Calvin Klein, and Tasso Alba. Designer suits from Calvin Klein, Lauren, and Kenneth Cole New York. Fall's best trends, your favorite names, at buy one, get one free savings. Right now in the men's store at Macy's. Free item details in store.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15%, 20%, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. A hot new book by Craig Smith argues that the greenback is now at high risk no matter who wins the election. Mark Twain said the truth is stranger than fiction. Well, the same is true of the Great Debasement, which began a century ago with the creation of the Federal Reserve and income tax. The result today? The dollar retains just 2 cents of its original buying power. Yes, progressive politicians have engineered the largest wealth confiscation in history, creating in essence a fourth branch of government. Learn what must be done to preserve your money if the dollar crashes for good. The good news is I've secured a supply of the book, The Great Debasement, a $20 value, free of charge. For my listening audience only, call 800-289-2646, that's 800-289-2646, and get a free copy of The Great Debasement. You will read it from cover to cover. 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The world's largest sale of new guitars is going down at Guitar Center. Guitarathon. Every single new guitar in store or online. Every single brand we carry is up to 80% off list, including Ukes, banjos, basses, and more. Guitarathon. There's a Fender American-made Strat or P-Bass. Your choice, just $6.99. Plus 70,000 amazing guitars priced under $200. Guitarathon's going down now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Special 18-month financing available.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Back at 1990.
This is Mariah Carey's number one song from that year, Love Takes Time, as we review for the next year some of the things that were important on this date over the past 25 years. This is the 25th year of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Going back to this date in 1990, Magic Johnson announced that he had HIV. Been a basketball star for more than a decade,
wow.
Announcing at a press conference that he had tested positive for HIV and would retire. Vowed to battle the disease,
yep.
While confirming that neither his pregnant wife nor their unborn child was infected. He helped combat the stigma of HIV, which was then predominantly associated with drug addicts and homosexuals. And I think a lot of people thought that a lot of blacks.
He pretty much had to retire because.
But he's healthy as a.
Oh,
as
I just
a
saw
rock
him the other day on TV. Yeah, he
healthy
great.
As could be.
Yeah.
So he did
well,
a lot of.
Well, because he never got AIDS.
Yeah.
He always was
he
able
the
to
HIV,
keep it.
Yeah,
had
the HIV
virus
AIDS,
and
right.
contain it. Yeah.
All right. So that's something from 1990, early 1990s. Now let's move on to today's report on television. Jennifer Horn is here to bring you up to date on some of your favorite stars and shows. And I have, as a precursor for this, Jennifer, a story about a 10-year-old boy who told police that he figured if he killed his neo-Nazi father, he wouldn't get in trouble because that was what happened on a television program. A bad father did something to his children, and the child did the same thing I did. He shot him, the boy said in an interview with detectives. He told the truth, and he wasn't arrested on TV. I thought maybe the exact same thing would happen to me. This was an episode of Criminal Minds. Prosecutors played the video during the boy's murder trial. Defense says his stepmother manipulated him.
The father should be shot. Or the mother should be shot if they're letting the kid watch Criminal Minds.
I was thinking that myself. What's this kid at 10 years old doing watching Criminal Minds?
That is a demented show, man.
Yeah, it is. And remember, that's why Manny Patinkin said he got off
there.
Because it was just too much. All right, Jennifer. Any more on Diane Sawyer? All the video has been taken off of the YouTube sites.
You can't find it anywhere right now. If you missed it,
really?
Yesterday this story blew up on election night.
I posted it yesterday. I saw
it. It's gone. Go look at your website.
Really?
Go look
now.
At your Facebook page. Done. So if you missed it on election night, Diane Sawyer was doing coverage of the presidential election, and in it she was really slurring her words. She was having a hard time. She was kind of not making sense, and it was hard to follow her, and she was teetering around in her chair a lot. People were saying that she was drunk. I thought if she wasn't drunk, she had some sort of stroke. Striking.
When I first saw it, I was like, she's hammered.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more I thought about it, I'm like, this is Diane Sawyer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't think she's hammered. I think something's wrong.
Something happened.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I thought.
Well, why didn't they take
Diane
her off
Sawyer.
The air then? Why
Stephanopoulos is looking at her like...
It's like so confused. Like, what are you talking about?
There should have been an intervention. There should have been a doctor called. There should have been something... Because I just don't buy it that Diane Sawyer was sitting there hitting the bottle.
Yeah, it's going to be pounding.
Election night.
Although when I did a Google search for Diane Sawyer drunk video, a bunch of stories popped up about her with pills. and drinking. So I don't know if this has been something before, but it's still Diane Sawyer. It doesn't seem like this is something she would do. But I'm sure we'll find out more about it. ABC, as I said, took down every single video this morning. It's all gone. You can't find it on the internet.
All right, so Downton Abbey has been renewed. That's an interesting popular show on PBS, huh?
Yeah, everybody, this show, people seem to absolutely love.
Great. I think it's great.
And so it's been renewed. It'll premiere on January 6th on PBS. Jennifer Hudson and Sarah Hyland from Modern Family have signed on for Lifetime sequel of 5, which is a breast cancer anthology. And the deal to renew Burn Notice has gone through. So if you're a fan of that show, it'll be back for a seventh season. Yeah.
It's a good show. That is a good show. I didn't realize it's been on that long. That's a good show.
I know.
51 after, you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Minutes, 53 and change if you're really particular about things, but for practical purposes, we have so much time with Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. What's a few seconds here and there among friends?
And so much to talk about.
Yes, there is a lot to talk about. You have been blogging about the green building standards being scrutinized and what homeowners ought to do because they are so confusing. And thanks to the current administration that is so supportive of all these green companies, and they're doing so well, too. We put about $1.4 billion into companies that have gone bankrupt. How about a positive, better living focus here? This is from the Better Living Box, actually, at DougSteffen.com. Tommy the K, it's all yours.
Well, you know, it was very interesting, Doug. USA Today did an expose, I'll call it, on the U.S. Green Building Council's popular standards for sustainable design and building. And basically the way it works is if you build, and this is mostly commercial, although it does apply significantly to residential, but a lot of the cheating, so to speak, happens on the commercial level. If you build a building that is considered green and gets what they call their LEED certification, you can qualify for many very, very desirable tax benefits. The problem is that a lot of these LEED points, it's sort of a game. You have to accumulate points to get this certification. All these points are accumulated in, you know, somewhat nefarious ways. Like, for example, if you were short a some number of points and you put a bike rack next to your building, even though biking into the building may not make a lot of sense, you get points for stuff like that.
Really?
And the point of the article was that, come on, people, if we're going to make them green, let's really make them green, and let's not create a card game here where you can accumulate points by doing things that really don't have a lot of value. And I thought it was criticism that was fairly placed, but I didn't want homeowners to get the sense that trying to go green in their own homes was not a viable, important thing to do. And I do think that people tend to get overwhelmed with this idea of how do I make my, you know, 100-year-old house or whatever it is green. You don't have to make the entire house green. You just have to take little tiny steps. You know, whether it's improving your insulation or replacing your windows and doors or changing out your light bulbs, taking a bunch of little steps, each and of themselves can make a big difference.
All right, so there's some food for thought, things to think about. You're in the height. For those who don't know, Tom lives in New Jersey. Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit radio program is here, heard around the country on great radio stations every weekend. Lots of wonderfully helpful advice. He's made a career out of all of this. And so as somebody who's in the heart of where the storm was, or I guess today I can say is because there's another one there, what is the, I don't know if I could say an update because I think that becomes pedantic, but there certainly are people dealing with things. Have you won? The storm's never going to let you beat it, but what happened in the aftermath?
Well, I mean, all I can say right now is that the utility companies are slowly but surely getting everyone back on power.
And as soon as they start letting in the non-union guys, maybe they get some work done.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, this is now, what, 9-10 days old. My office manager just got power yesterday. So this is
And
this is a home that was, you know, thankfully not destroyed. I mean, these are homes that have literally no damage, but they still don't have power. So that's how messed up the utility system was as a result of
and still
of
is. You don't think these guys are going to fix it? They have it takes their stock.
Well, they keep putting it back the same way that they took it apart.
Yeah, so what's going to happen? Overhead. What's the definition of insanity? Thinking that you do the same thing over and over again is going to have different consequences. Hello?
Well, you know what the significant difference is in terms of areas that were taken out, areas that were not taken out on the utility front, is whether the lines were overhead or underground.
Really?
And so many of our utility lines are overhead, and they just become very vulnerable to trees and ice and everything else that happens to them.
Yeah, right.
So we're getting it back together, but let's not forget that, that these are minor inconveniences compared to the absolute shredding of the Jersey Shore that was faced by so many homeowners. And let's not forget that there are ways that everybody can help from the Red Cross. I know Governor Christie just started a new fund for donations.
Support the Christie Fund. The Red Cross has got too much top-heavy, just way top-heavy in terms of administrative costs, and they don't spend all the money where they say they're going to do it anyway. So whatever Christie's doing, that's what I'd send money to.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point.
Thank you. All right. A quick letter from Cassandra. Do the high-end gutters that feature heavy fenders on top really work to capture rain from heavy downpours?
Yeah, they do work. I mean, we're talking about the types of gutter guards that, that deal with the principle of surface tension. So the water hits the top of these sort of fender-looking like things, and then the water runs into the gutter, but the leaves ostensibly work off the top. I've seen these tested under some pretty heavy conditions, and they seem to work pretty well. I am cautious, though, that folks are being overcharged for these. There are a lot of different types of gutter guards that are available. Mm-hmm. And we have a great story at MoneyPit.com that goes for each and every type with the strengths and the weaknesses for you to choose from.
Check out all of this information. The Better Living Box has Tom Kreitler's picture on it at DougStephan.com. Click on that and figure out what you're going
to do. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.